thanks everyone for coming today. Hopefully you can all hear me, but I suppose I wonder if you'd put a camera on me for the last 30 minutes. I can imagine my face getting kind of whiter and whiter as it comes closer. It's always kind of hard to wait after you kind of prepare, but thanks for all coming. And thanks, Esther. Hopefully you can all hear me, and no excuses, not now, not to listen. So tonight I'll be looking at the Bible, particularly Ruth and the Psalms, and those two books. And I'm not sure if maybe they've been linked in before in the past, but originally I was just maybe looking into the book of Ruth in particular, but I just felt recently the need to maybe talk about the Psalms, and hopefully the two do link in together and it's not kind of misjointed. But so just to kind of say, just before I start, remember it's been maybe 12 months ago since I've last spoken. It does seem a long time ago, but just I think it was Romans chapter 12 I spoke on, and I was kind of it was a good kind of time sharing the thoughts on it, and hopefully if you were there you enjoyed it, and God bless you. But when I was kind of asked to speak again, you always think, what do you speak on again? And it has been in my thought kind of recently during the summer. I'd been studying the book of Ruth, and it's a book I've always found kind of challenging, and each chapter and even the kind of books, the book as a whole, quite challenging. And it's also a good kind of book to read as a kind of a whole. There's only 4 chapters in length, and it's always kind of easier to read. It kind of reminds me of Jonah in a way that's kind of the chapters are easy to read and it's a clear story. But it has always been a kind of book I've kind of been challenged by and thought about. And during the summer I attended the Faith Mission Convention in Edinburgh, and they also spoke about that, and I'd been reading it beforehand, and it just kind of cemented made me think even deeper about it. And during the year I've also been thinking about the Psalms, and we've covered it at Aqua as well, so there's aspects of kind of thinking of Ruth, it's kind of made me think about the Psalms as well. And there was one chapter in Ruth I'll be kind of reading, and it's not chapter 3. I've heard the saying, a phrase, the speakers, it's chapter 3 is where angels fear to tread, and I don't think I'll be kind of speaking on that chapter, but I'll be looking at chapter 1 today, and hopefully it can be a blessing. I feel it's a chapter, even just reading it by yourself, you could get a great blessing, and hopefully we'll be able to help all of us today. So just reading the whole of Ruth chapter 1, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his 2 sons. The name of the man was Elimelech. The name of his wife was Naomi. The names of his 2 sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephraites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. When Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her 2 sons, now they took 2 wives of the women of Moab, and the name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth, and they dwelled there about 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died, so the woman survived her 2 sons and her husband. When she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she made return from the country of Moab, for But she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread. Wherefore she went out to the place where she was, and the two daughters-in-law with her. And they went out on the way to the turn to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead with me. The Lord grant you that you may find rest, each in the house of her husband." So she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, "Surely we will return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there still sons in my womb that you may be your husbands? Turn back, my daughters, go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband tonight, and should also bear sons. Would you wait for them till they are grown? Would you restrain yourselves from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me." Then they lifted up the voices, and they went wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, "Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you, or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts from you and me." Verse 18. When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her. Now the two of them went until they came to Bethlehem, and it happened, when they had come to Bethlehem, that all the city was excited because of them, and the woman said, "Is this Naomi?" But she said to them, "Do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me?" So Naomi returned, and Ruth no Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, who returned from the country of Moab. Now they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. So that's the whole of Ruth chapter 1, and it's probably maybe a chapter we've all read before, and I don't plan to go in full detail for every verses, and there's much to think about Ruth, and perhaps maybe one of the reasons Ruth's a popular book is there's many different characters we can maybe relate to or remember. It was Ruth herself, and I think we've seen maybe the middle section of the passage that you see her commitment and kind of deciding to follow Naomi to Israel and to the land of Naomi's God. And it's probably, I always imagine, it would be a good passage to share for kind of maybe a more family service, and there's kind of maybe a clear gospel message pointing to Jesus later. And there's much we could learn about Ruth in this book, but likewise, Boaz, he's always been maybe a favourite character of mine. I remember kind of studying in my own time, hearing kind of Dr. Dave Leeds talks on the book of Ruth, and it was always quite challenging, the character studies in Boaz, and I think I've remember sharing some of the thoughts of the camp meeting, and just to kind of see the character of Boaz, and he's definitely a good example for us to follow. But we also even think of Elimelech, and then I always remember Glowing Christians, we did a MS course on Ruth, and I think we all enjoyed it, and I always remember even at the start of the course we talked about Elimelech, and almost the three options he had in difficult times, and whether to endure it or flee from it or kind of just face it on head first. And that's always kind of stuck in my mind when I go through difficult times. And there's many other characters, even maybe you may not be able to study them in full length, but there's much to learn from them. We maybe think of Naomi's sons, or the unnamed relative at the end of the story, or Orpah as well, maybe coming so close to going back to Israel but not going that far. But there's also Naomi herself, and tonight I've mentioned this, you could maybe look at many different characters in the Book of Ruth, but tonight I just thought about having a focus on Naomi. I was reading it during the summer and kind of studying it and hearing talks, and there was kind of a focus on Naomi. And often, as I've said, I've maybe in the past studying the Book of Ruth, you think of other characters, but I think it kind of shows you can, just because you study a part of the Bible doesn't mean you can, it's not good to restudy it, and you can often see a different perspective through looking again in the Bible. And we've looked at Ruth chapter 1, and hopefully tonight we'll maybe see a different perspective, even just looking at the point of Naomi's point of view. And so just briefly tonight, I've got the classic 3 points and alliteration for maybe the different stages of the chapter we see for Naomi. We start off with the heartache, then honesty, then hope. So it's the 3 H's, or there's kind of triple H's if there's one person, or a few people might get that reference. But hopefully, ultimately, these alliterations, it's hopefully easier to remember. And just as we all can't just take the whole service in, hopefully we can maybe just remember that. And so just looking at the first kind of part, heartache, and that's particularly kind of seen in the first 5 verses, and just remember reading it during the summer, just in a kind of quiet time. And you are, I think whenever, no matter where you are, when you read the first 5 verses of Ruth, I think it will kind of make you feel sad, just the desperation. And I think it is an important foundation to the book. Without the first 5 verses, it probably wouldn't make sense, and that's kind of where they are. But I think it is important to mention that in these first five verses, there's no mention of the Lord in this section, for when Naomi and her husband Elimelech and the family, they moved to Moab, I don't think they was obviously consulted. And I think that is important to stress. Ultimately, as you read through the Old Testament of Moses and Joshua, you see them how they've been given the promised land of Israel, and that was God's given them to them, and ultimately they should stay. But that's ultimately important to remember. But I suppose likewise, it is also to remember the time of the judges and national famine. And just read, if you read the previous book, the judges, it does end in a very bad way. You ultimately reflects how the kind of spiritual sin of Israel, and how at times they would walk away from God, and the kind of the 7 cycles of sin almost, if you were to study that book. And it is ultimately reflected in the Book of Ruth at the start as well. And some commentators suggest that the famine was perhaps maybe God's punishment for Israel maybe disobeying him and going away from him. And as you read Judges, you can kind of understand why that would be a belief, and it would kind of make sense. But we do also see in these 5 verses that from maybe other Bible versions, but it does suggest that they went to Moab for a little while, but that ended up as 10 years. And that can often be the case, that maybe in times of trouble we can just start for a little time, but it can end up a few years. So, but thinking of these 5 verses, it's as kind of sadly that's easy to identify today. And when I was reading the summer, I kind of just linked in the days recently before when I was reading with chapter 1, the kind of it was the tragedy in Tunisia with the AIDS attack, and I suppose that's the flag we all know of Tunisia, and I don't really want to put any other pictures, but I think we all remember in the news, and just reading those verses and thinking of the news at that time, it did make me think, oh, it must have been how something we could all identify going on holidays. I think we all like going on holidays, we all enjoy planning them and putting our dates in at work and kind of just planning ahead and getting to a holiday after a difficult time at home. But it's hard to imagine for people that they could go and just go on holiday and not be able to come back, and how it must have been difficult for their family. And I suppose even thinking recently, since the summer, you see the news of the Europe crisis with the migration of people from Syria trying to get into Europe, and often you do see the desperation in themselves. And that can be today as well, just in the next section, for the kind of many people, they do suffer economical problems and employment problems, or just personal tragedy and even physical trials. And I think that can be summed up in the first five verses, and there's very kind of, you can see the heartache of Naomi, and although maybe mistakes were made going to Moab, ultimately we should remember there was, as the section says, there was a famine in the land, and it was perhaps a contrast then leading up. Bethlehem means house of bread, and obviously that's where Naomi came from, but at that time there was no house, there was no bread available, and there's a difficult situation. And I feel reading these verses, you should feel sympathy for the family and for Naomi, and although mistakes maybe were made, and we should feel compassion. And just leading in the next few verses, I have been thinking during the summer, kind of, could you ask, did Naomi still have a faith in God? And we often remember maybe our famous saying at the end of the chapter of one, but I think looking into chapter one more, there's more we can maybe learn from Naomi and the situation for ourselves. And I think for many of us, I think times in our life, we can feel our lives like Naomi's in the first five verses, and hopefully maybe we can learn something today and it can help us. And yeah, the next section is honesty, and that's kind of looking through verses 6 to 13 and 19 to 21. And we see Naomi was in a hard stage of her life, and it's hard, for me it's probably hard to imagine what she was going through, and often feel sometimes you go through struggles, but maybe it's not comparable to others. But I think there's something we need to ask ourselves, how would she react, and how would we react if that was to happen to us? And I feel we look at these verses and the two kind of sections, 6 to 13, 19 to 21, I think we do see our kind of honesty in our situation. She was honest with her situation. Of course, we do see in this section, I'm not saying she was perfect, she does kind of tell Ruth and Orpah to not to come home with her, and I suppose you can understand why, but I suppose ultimately maybe the best place was Israel for them, and the best place was the kind of land of the one true God. But it does show you that she still had a long way to go, and hopefully that's something we do remember about Naomi, but hopefully we can still look at maybe the plus points about Naomi. And that was kind of what I've been thinking about, and I suppose you could counter argument that she ultimately wanted what was best for the girls, and why would they want to go with Naomi? She had nothing to offer them. But we also kind of seen these few verses that she wanted God's kindness with them, and